A call to worship. The same Father of the universe who called wise men to the Christ child now invites all people to the adoration. Come, he says. Come and worship. Come to the celebration. Come to the coronation.
Thank you. How great was that? You guys were wonderful. Yeah, you can stand up. We're going to do a benediction, so thank you for that. Thanks to the choir, to the youth, to Peggy, to Don, to Joe, to our leaders. That was a wonderful way to get us in the Christmas spirit. You can't go wrong with that sheep, right? Where is she? Is she there? Good job. They're great. Hey, let me offer a couple things. I invite all of us to join in the parlor right next door for coffee and fellowship and a chance to congratulate the kids and the choir members on what a terrific job they did. Also, it's an unusual Sunday. We didn't pass the plate, but we feel that if you are so moved to offer an offering back to the Lord, that our ushers will have the plates at the doors as you leave. Please make good use of those. Again, an offering to all of you to join us Thursday night at 7 o'clock for our combined communion Christmas Eve service. And now let us pray. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for the many gifts that you have given our kids, our choir master, our organist, and all those who played a part in this wonderful Christmas cantata. For all the people that came here to enjoy this music and this fellowship together, we ask your traveling mercies upon those of us who will be going other places for the Christmas holiday and those who have family members coming to them here. We ask, Lord, that the true meaning of Christmas may shine through all the glitter and glamour of our consumerist culture, and that we may not forget those in our world who are helpless and hopeless and who need our care and love as much as we get from you. We ask your blessing, Lord, now and forever, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people say, Amen. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord.